me the closet.
Let me cake.
You can take off one shoe, save it for your wedding day. You can keep all your coins if that's what you like, but it won't fill your void, so you'll spoil with spite. But it's your price, it's your price. It's your prize. It's your prize. It's
It's a smaller show tonight, and it's just going to be fun, and we're going to have a good old fun time. Okay, this one's called Slipped Disc, and I'm going to play it right now.
Hey, You love Suzanne and I love you. Where is she now? Go and get her. She don't want you, but I do. She makes us lonely together. She still makes you cry. She still makes you wanna die.
Suzanne by Bermuda Triangle, a song which I found out pretty recently, and yeah, it's really good, and I was not privy to it. So that's on me. That's on me. I'm alone tonight in the in studio, which is kind of nice. It's a little weird. Call in if you feel like it. All my friends. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm just going to keep playing music. So enjoy this next one, which I'm sure you have already heard.
Do you wanna stay? Thank you.
That was Cameron by Corey Wong off his live album. And before that, it was Make It Better by Anderson .Paak, which is really fun. This is DJ Muffin. That's my DJ name because I was told to make it and I couldn't think of anything else at the time. But I don't know. It works. It's fine. It's fine. So, you're listening to I don't know why I'm doing this weird bit, but, yeah, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, the Medford radio station, if you weren't sure. I have to read a PSA, so, don't rely on luck. When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Go to feedthepig.org. So, I'm not really sure what that ad is about, but you know, you gotta appease the bean counters. You know what they say. Is anyone listening? I don't think anyone is listening. So that's fun. It's like a weird freedom. Like I'm shouting into the void. I have all these responsibilities I have to take care of, like logging the sun. Well, it's not that many. It's pretty easy. I'm just not very practiced in it. So it's interesting to be, like, using this, like, really, really nice setup and talking on the actual radio to, like, people in their cars or whoever. And, you know, no one's listening, but I'm, like, still going through this process and acting as though there's at least a few of you out there that I'm shouting to. But no, probably not. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know who listens to WMFO. I try to a good amount. And I like a lot of the content. I wonder how much overlap there is between people who have shows. I'm boring myself. This is boring. So yeah, that was Corey Wong. Interestingly, so he plays with Wolfpack a lot, who I like a lot. And they have a very, very weird kind of reputation and setup where they're like virtuosos, but they play this funk music that's very like groove based, and you know, it's fun music. And Corey Wong does similar stuff with his own band, but he has this like kind of blasé confidence that I don't know if I believe him. It's such important beef right now. Corey Wong, I don't believe you. All right, I'm going to play a song because I don't even know what I'm talking about. This is some real funk, real old stuff, 70s, Sly.
Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
What a bear. What a bear. Still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave 'cause your heart is there, but you can't stay 'cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry 'cause you look broke down, but you're crying anyway 'cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair. Family affair. Yeah, family affair.
Family affair.
That was You Can Have It All by George McRae. Never heard that song before a little while ago, so also new to me. Like many other songs that I don't even know yet. Yeah, it's a good song. Maybe a cover, or someone else more famous covered it after him, like Gregory Porter. You know how everyone knows who Gregory Porter is, right? Yeah, I knew I liked you. I was thinking, for some reason, oh man, I just think no one is gonna care about this. But, I got nothing else to talk about, so that's what's happening. I feel like, for some reason, I'm obsessed with, like, craft. Like, when people have, like, a skill that they, and not, like, the stupid people, all stupid people that say, oh, you know, like, music is my craft, or writing is my craft. I get what you mean. All right, I get what you, but I mean, like woodworking, or ceramics, or mostly woodworking, but also potteries, and, you know, just, like, you learned how to do a thing that's not essential to human life anymore, and you have an appreciation for it that's really not unique, because a lot of people have it, but I don't know, it's an in-depth appreciation for a thing, and you know how it works, and some people even make better versions of these kind of things. Like, if you can craft a table, good on you. You know, I'll shake your hand. I'll shake your hand any day of the week except the Sabbath. But if you can really make a table, I'll pay for your table. A handcrafted table, now that's a story, right? Anyone can go to IKEA, okay? Any person on earth. And it's not that, it's really fun, but it's not that free and it's not that fine. But you can find fine crafts from crafters. And so, I don't know. I've been obsessed with that for a long time. And sometimes I want to, you know, learn a craft or something like that. But I think I get too intimidated by the road ahead to try it. You know, I would love to make a chess board or, you know, even a charcuterie board. Right? Like a cheese board. And that doesn't seem too bad, to be honest. Like, that's just a hunk of wood that you made okay, right? And you don't get splinters from anymore. And that's what I'm saying. Man, this is just this is a really fun episode. So there's 9 listeners. I don't think you're real, but that's okay. I mean, 800,000 people in the world are streaming using this streaming service. And that's pretty cool, right? That's not too bad. But, you know, 800,000, that's a big figure. But, you know, that seems classy when people say figure instead of number. What's that about? When did that start? Was that first... Anyway, so we're gonna play some music from Philadelphia for literally just the first song I'm about to play. It's a good old Dr. Doge song. I can't believe I said Doge on the radio. Okay. All right, Dr. Dog.
Oh,
You just heard Lust for Life by the band Girls, which is now defunct, which is a shame, because I liked that a lot in ninth grade. Very formative music, and I'm not afraid of what you may say about that. sorry, I'm queuing up a song. Yeah, so that was a band called Girls, kind of no weird name, because girls are so weird. But, it's not a weird name, I guess. I don't know. Band names are weird. It's hard to think of a good band name. And we've been, my friends and I who play together have been trying for a while, and we just can't agree. And that's pretty cool. So that's fun. I'm going through my old playlists, playing some, old music that I used to listen to that I still like. Because I feel like, I don't know, you're always going to be kind of stuck in your, like, late high school, college age music taste, I think. Which is kind of weird. Like, there was a time where there was, like, a lot of development of that taste, and every year was, like, something new, and I don't know, maybe it's just because it's so easy to find obscure music nowadays, like it just kind of comes to you with like Spotify, Discover Weekly and stuff like that, that it's easy not to pay attention to like what the most, you know, bought songs and played songs are. So I feel like my music taste has just gotten more specific, and I haven't heard as much different kind of stuff, which is, I think, always important, like branching out in terms of all the art you watch, I guess. Yeah, man, I should stop watching so many. I watch so many comedy TV shows, and it's just like, give me a break already. And that's my time. So this is Wolfpack by the band Wolfpack.
One, two, three, four. Thank you.
Right on time, back by the beach. Still gonna bring the heat.
Thank you for listening to the show tonight. This is The Heat by Jungle. Then we got a little Arcade Fire, some old stuff, and some Thundercat to finish out the show. Thanks for listening to this fun episode. And this is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to DJ Money, DJ Muffin on I Wish You Could See This. Have a great night, all of you guys.
Bring the heat.
Bye.